couple of things. First of all, the Hollins, Johnny and Neva, had their second grandbaby finally after a whole lot of stuff. Finally came yesterday. A lot of touch and go for several weeks. But their daughter Genevieve, many of you know her, she had a little boy yesterday, I think about 1 o'clock, right after 1 yesterday, and everybody's healthy. Thank the Lord. And then also, some of you probably know this, but Angela Anderson's brother, Mike Dabney, who I'm not certain if he was ever a member of our church, but he certainly attended our church for a good while. Several years ago, he moved back to where he moved back to Ohio, and eventually, I think, ended up in Tennessee. But he passed away. Was it yesterday morning? I think it was yesterday. The days are kind of running together. But we're going to have is it yesterday, Gary? But we're going to actually have a service for him here on Saturday evening. And we don't know the exact time yet. The family hasn't been able to settle up on a time, but sometime on Saturday evening. And either 6 or 7, I think. And so we'll let you know more. And if you're curious about that, I'm sure we'll have a time by tomorrow. You can call Rhonda and ask her. And she'll be glad to tell you. Praise God. Well, let's pray again. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Thank you that the word, it comes in us. It feeds our spirit. It strengthens us physically. It's health to our flesh. And Father, we're so thankful that we can come out to a church and that we're free to do that. Come over here. Thank you, Father, that you provide transportation and enable us to be here and give us a building and light and heat tonight. Thank you for that shelter. So that we can come and we can hear from the Word, so we can gather with our brothers and sisters and fellowship around the Word, so we can receive encouragement and a boost in the middle of our week. And we just go ahead and thank you ahead of time for giving us a boost. For anybody who hadn't yet got a boost, we thank you for giving us a boost. Whatever area it's in, we receive that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I already had a boost, Nate. That was really good. Praise and worship, son. I got my boost. Did you get your boost? If you didn't, just stick around for a bit. And if you haven't by the end of the service, come up. I'll kick you in the rump and you can say you had a boost. That'll help you. 2 weeks ago, I shared on Living Healthy in 2014. And then last week, we had a financial freedom panel. And you heard from a number of people in the service. But tonight, I wanted to continue with what I, along the lines of what I started a couple weeks ago, talking about health and healing. If you will, open your Bible over to Proverbs chapter 4. And we're not going to have scriptures on the screen tonight. I told them that was okay. And we'll just be looking at some verses. I think people still know where their Bibles are and can actually use them. Most of you have a Bible on your phone, so even if you don't know where the books of the Bible are, you can find it on your phone. And all of you can hear, and so I'll read. From Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20, it says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes." So we have something to do with this. Because the words can depart from our eyes, but it's not something they do on their own. We let them depart from our eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's a choice we make. And it goes on to say, for they are life. I love it how God always gives us incentive. He's not just telling us to do stuff for the sake of us doing it. You know, I think a lot of religion has taught people, just do it because God said to do it. But here he's showing us the benefit of it. It's not just so we can, you know, say we read our Bible, but it actually, for these words, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Those of you who have a study Bible, in the middle margin of your Bible, it might have a reference around that word health, and it might say the word medicine, because that's really the meaning of that word, that God's word is life, but it's health. It's life and it's health to all your flesh. And that's what it means. It is actually health and healing and wholeness to your flesh. And so when we give attention to the word and we incline our ear to what the word says and we keep it, we don't let it depart from in front of our eyes and we keep it in the midst of our heart, all the while we're doing that, health is coming to us. Healing, medicine. Now don't raise your hands. But I would be certain that somebody in this room is on a daily medication of some sort, on medicine, because we're people and we live in the USA, and we see commercials and the pharmaceutical companies or something. No. But as people age in this country, it's, in fact, I think Kelly Taylor told me, does anyone know exactly how old Kelly is? I don't see him in here tonight. Kelly's in his early to mid-60s. I don't want to make him any older than he is. He's about 63, I think, 64. And Kelly told me one night at church, he said, yeah, I went to the doctor today, and I went in, and the person's filling out their history and getting their vital signs and all, and said, what medications are you on? And he said, none. And the person looked at him and said, no, what medications are you prescribed to take? And he says, none. And they said, no, you're not taking any medicine? Are you supposed to be? And he said, no. And they said, well, sir, it's highly unusual for us to have a man of your age who's, you know, seeing a doctor regularly who's not on medication. So praise the Lord for that. But I'm certain that somebody's on medication. But, you know, here's the reality. We should all be on medication. You should be on medication. You should be on God's medication. That's the medication. It's health to your flesh. And just like when you take a medicine consistently, a natural medicine that, or I'm not sure how natural it is, but a medicine that somebody makes out of chemicals and you pay a lot of money for and you ingest on a regular basis, that medicine should be doing your body some good. There should be a benefit from it. There is great benefit from God's medicine too. It produces health and healing without the side effects. All the known side effects of God's medicine are good, and they're beneficial, and they're profitable to you. They increase your strength. They increase your longevity. You know, they increase the length of your life. They increase the quality of your life. They strengthen you. They make you, you know, better in every way. There's no negative. And it's free. It's free. There's no copay. You don't get turned down for a previous condition situation. It's free. It's God's medicine. And it's free, and it's available to every person, to every believer. And it works. You know, some medicines, I don't know if you've ever been to the doctor and they prescribe a medicine. I remember I had surgery once, or maybe it was when I had a birth of a kid or something I had to have a painkiller for, and they gave me the painkiller. And I was in just as much pain after the painkiller as I was before. And then so they said, well, it just needs to, you know, take effect. And I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited. And after like 3 hours, I'm thinking it's almost time for a new dose and ain't nothing being helped here. And I realized somewhere this medicine isn't having an effect. It's not effective. It's not helping me. It's not producing what it's supposed to be producing. Somehow or another, this one's not working on me. Well, God's medicine works, and it works on you. It works on your body. And God, who designed your body, knows how your body works. And his medicine knows how to cure your body, bring health to it, healing. Isn't that good? You didn't get somebody else's dose or a defective dose, or you didn't get something that's not really going to help you or cure you. It's something that's going to do you good. Say this. Say, God's word is health to me. It's medicine to my flesh. And it does me good. Okay, there we go. Amen. So we're talking about living healthy this year. And, you know, this really kind of goes right in line with what Matt was talking about on Sunday. You know, I mean, he sat right here and showed us how to take our medicine. Y'all remember? Sat down right here and showed you how he went through Ephesians. He was taking some medicine there. That brings health to your body. Doing what he showed us how to do on Sunday. If you weren't here, you can get the podcast or the CD. He showed us how to take our medicine. In the Amplified, it says it this way: my son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. And the New Living says healing to their whole body. So that's really the plan that God had for us, is that his word, you know, when he sent his word, this is even under the old covenant, his words brought health and healing to the people who would receive it, who would submit to it, who would open themselves up to it, who would meditate on it. They would receive the health that was in the words. And then Jesus said in John 6:63, Jesus said, it is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. God's words, we know, are living, they're alive, but they actually, not just in the sense that they're alive spiritually, but they are living and will bring life to your flesh. So tonight we're talking about living healthy, and you have to have God's words to live healthy, to really receive the fullness of what Jesus has done for us in purchasing our health, you know, our freedom from sickness and disease, that healing power flows through the Word of God, and it's in the Word. And when we receive it, it's like we receive a dose of medicine. We are receiving healing from God. Thank God for the Word. God's words, they're life, health, healing. And really, if you do a little more study on that word, their health or healing to your flesh, it actually means a cure. And I like that because, you know, a lot of times a doctor gives you medicine, and the medicine is to treat symptoms, but it's not to bring a cure. But God's medicine gives you a cure. A cure. You have me so mixed up about how to say words. I don't even know how to say it. Cure or cure. My mother, she says mature instead of mature. And so it gets me all mixed up on that U-R-E. So how do you say it, Tammy? Tell me.
Cure.
Okay. Okay. You say it like between those two. I'm not going to ask you, Philip Allen, how to say it. Forget it. But anyway, God's word is a cure. I'm going to say it that way. God's word will cure you. It won't just, you know, make you feel better for a moment or, you know, just be a temporary fix. People who take medicine, again, don't raise your hand, but people who take medication for their blood pressure, it doesn't cure the blood pressure problem. It just treats it and brings it, it suppresses it enough to get it into a normal range. But if you go several days and you don't take it, it goes back up. Sometimes you miss one dose, it'll go back up. But God's word is a cure. It's not just a treatment for, you know, the symptoms. Or just bringing you in a normal range for a minute. It cures you. Aren't you thankful that it cures you? God's word cures whatever is healing. And I think about all, I tell you, if you ever get bored in the middle of the night, turn on your television. No, this is good, Matt. This will help you. No. You turn on your television and you see all the ads for all these just magic pills that are going to fix your life. Well, for that matter, turn on Christian television. And they have all these gadgets and pills and things. These all have some kind of, you know, biblical basis, but they're still the same thing. Different packaging. And then, or a juicer. A juicer is the way to go. That is going to, you juice everything and that's going to cure you. I mean, you people make so much money on selling us the cures for, you know, in the bottle, the cure in the bottle. You sell some of that stuff, don't you, Nate? No, it's going to cure you. Just take this bottle of stuff or this pill or this, and it's all going to cure you. And it's going to, you know, it's going to help you. It's going to increase your strength or, you know, all of those things. I'm going to tell you, we have a sure cure. Now I made it rhyme. A sure cure. We do. We have a sure cure, and it's the Word. And I think about that, and we could probably, all of us, tell stories about times that we got taken in by some hype, we got excited about something, and I have a friend that every time I see her, she has some new thing she's doing. Some new thing that you've got to have, some new, it's a new bottle of this, it's a new, you know, whatever it is, sometimes it's liquid, sometimes it's pills, sometimes it's a gadget, sometimes it's a program, whatever it is new. And, you know, I notice every time I see her, she looks older. She looks sicker. She's got more things wrong with her. She looks plumper. No, it's just thing. And then when the days I see her where she doesn't look plumper, she doesn't look good. It whatever it was that took her the other way, it didn't work in her favor. She's always got something going, and I think with all the energy that's devoted to that, you could put some good energy just towards hearing the Word and receiving the Word and meditating on the Word and chewing around on the Word. Like Matt talked to us about on Sunday, like those cows that chew on that grass and then it goes down and comes back and they chew some more. When you chew and chew, that was pretty gross on Sunday, wasn't it? When you chew and chew and chew and chew on the Word, what's in the Word gets in you. And I'm telling you tonight, you know what's in the Word? Health, wholeness, healing is in the Word. So if you'll chew around on the Word, and you'll just, you know, it'll go down in you, and then you just kind of bring it back up and chew on it some more. and then it'll go, and then you bring it up and chew on it some more. Every chew, and you're getting some more. It's not like that cheap gum you get where the flavor's gone in the first, 90 seconds. No, it's always got something more you can chew on and get some. You can squeeze some more life and health and medicine and cure from it and get it in you, get it in your body. That's good news. Well, you got to get that if you come here. If you'll chew on it, there'll be life and it'll come out of it. Now, we were just in Proverbs. Turn back over to Psalm 107. I referenced this a couple weeks ago. I don't remember if I read it or not, but Psalm 107 is a good psalm. If you need something to chew on this week, and you finish chewing on Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, or you want to add to that, chew on Psalm 107. But verse 20, round there, it says this: He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And that word healed there is a word that means cured, healed. That's the same word that means healed. By His stripes we were healed. I told you that over in Isaiah 53 that night. It's a cure. It's as if a physician has come in and healed you. A physician has come in and cured you. Like someone's working on your case, has taken on your case. Have you ever, some people have this story. They were sick and they went to doctor after doctor and they were trying to get better. And either the doctor couldn't help them or the doctor didn't take them serious or the doctor, for some reason, they were failing to get help. But they finally found a doctor who listened to them and for whatever reason was able, by their experience and their knowledge, to put two and two together. And just kind of all things came together. And the doctor was able to help them and figure out what was wrong with them and cure them. But the doctor kind of worked through it with them. Maybe you've had that experience with a natural doctor. Thank God for that. But the idea here is that He sent His word, and that's what the word does in our lives, is it works through whatever it is with us and cures us. It comes in and it doesn't, just brush it aside or just kind of put a Band-Aid over it. I think sometimes people have said to me about situations they've had that they went to the doctor, but it just seemed like the doctor couldn't give them the help they need, or maybe didn't take them seriously enough, or maybe just kind of gave them something to get them out of the office till next time. But a doctor that'll get in there and work with you and bring, work through something with you until they have a cure. And that's what His word does. It comes in and it works with us and works in us and works on us until there's a cure, until we receive the fullness of what we need. And that reminds me of how we even sing the song, His love never fails, it never gives up, and it never runs out on us. And when I think of God's love never running out on us, I think of it in two ways. I think, first of all, we never exhaust it. We never come to the end of the reservoir of God's love. And the other thing is it never hits the road on us. You know what I mean? I mean, when we need it, He doesn't check out. He's there. So it never runs out on us. And that's how this word, His word is when it comes to healing, is it's there and it'll stay in us and it'll work in us as long as we need it to work in us to bring a cure. There's the baby's older sister. can cause a ruckus. Y'all are celebrating. But that His word, it'll stay with us and it'll work in us and it'll bring repair and it'll mend us and it'll make us whole and healthy in every way. And it'll cure us from the inside out. It will work on us and work in us and work through us and repair the damage that's come in our bodies as a result, not even of our own sin, even though we may have done things that damaged our own body, but that the curse of sin is brought. We talked about that 2 weeks ago, how sin is what is responsible for sickness. And I don't even mean the sin you've committed. And sometimes people, they think that they've been taught wrongly. And they think that if I'm sick, it's because of something I've done. And preachers tell people that. And I've heard preachers say, I've heard people tell me, I've never actually heard a preacher say this, but I've had people tell me that they've had preachers or pastors tell them, you need to go back through your life and repent of everything you've ever done wrong, because there's something back there some unforgiven, unconfessed sin that's, causing this sickness in your life. I'm going to tell you, the cause of sickness is sin, but it's the sin that happened in the garden. It's the sin you were born into. It's not the sin you committed. That's not your sin problem. Your sin problem is what you were born into, the sin nature. And we know the cure for that. The only cure for that is to be born again. The only cure for that is death. And that's what happens when we're born again. We die in an instant and are reborn into Christ. So, you know, there is, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. There is no healing for our spiritual problems. There's no healing for this spirit that will help us. We need to be reborn. And once we're reborn complete and perfect. So that's not the problem. But our bodies are still living in the earth that fell under that curse. And our bodies then have been made vulnerable, or are vulnerable, that God sent his word. Even when we're here in a fallen world, God sent his word. And his word is here to bring health to our flesh. His word is here as medicine to our flesh, as healing and wholeness to our flesh. Now, the old timers, as they say, I don't know, you know, what your background is. My grandparents on both sides of my family were Pentecostals, and on my dad's side, I have my dad's father, Chester, who our dog's named after. It's true, some people name their children after their grandfathers and others name their dogs, and that's me. But anyway, my grandfather Chester, him and two of his brother-in-laws, him and my granny's sister Ruby, her husband Horace, that's Horace, but we called him Horace, just like our next-door neighbor whose name was Doris, we called her Dars. So see why I can barely speak up here? This is where I'm from, Horace and Dars. That's what we call these people. It's the truth. Okay. Isn't it, Mama? That's their names. Horace. If you called him Horace, he wouldn't know who that was. Horace. But anyway, so Ruby was married to Horace. And then that was my granny's sister. My granny's brother, Uncle Vance, he was, and all of them were Pentecostal preachers and pastored and started churches and some in the Assembly of God. My Uncle Horace, he never left the Church of God. So they were, you know, so this is kind of my background of people. But these people had a different way of looking at healing and all than we do. You know, we pray and we go to the doctor. Or let me put it this way. We go to the doctor, we do everything the doctor says until the doctor, and we pretend we pray, or we say we pray if somebody asks us, but in reality, we don't do much of that. We kind of think about it, but we don't really do anything. And then we go to the doctor, but when it gets serious, like when after you get dressed and he asks you to come back in his office and bring your husband or wife and you sit down, those kinds of conversations. When they schedule something at the hospital, or when they say the big C word to you, or they want to cut you open from wherever they cut you. Now, all those, then we get serious then, and then we start, oh, I better do something spiritual here. But see, they did it a whole different way because they didn't, it's kind of like in the Bible, they didn't have access to health care. There weren't that many doctors. And then you had to have money to go to the doctor. And they didn't have very much money. And what money they did have, they needed it for food, not for the doctor. And so probably by necessity, I'd like to say it was because of faith, but I think it might have just been because of necessity. They had to learn to trust God in a different way than what we have, most of us have. And they were convinced. You know, at some point they had a really strong, some people had a really strong aversion to doctors. They, in fact, you know, there are still some sects today that you'll see court cases about it where people believe it's a sin to even go to the doctor. And so they've had some really rough stuff happen. I mean, people's children have died because they wouldn't seek medical treatment for them. To which I say, my goodness, you don't want to practice on your children. Let's get every available source of help we can get. Let's fight sickness on every front. So I don't have a problem with doctors. More of my problem comes in is where our trust is. We have jobs and we work and we get money from that. We trust God to be our source, but we still, I don't know if any of y'all that come Friday, you turn down your paycheck and say, no, God's my source. But if that's your only source, your job, then you're really limiting what God can do in your life. The same thing with medicine. If that's your only source of help is doctors and medical science, you're really limiting what God can do in your life. What God wants to do, he should be first, just like he should be first as your source of supply. Because what if you lose your job? Or what if they cut back? A lot of people in the last several years, their jobs were cut back in some way, or their people even took pay cuts or things like that. What are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do when the doctor, he can't help you anymore? They do say, they do call it a practice for a reason, you know. And what are you going to do? Well, first you should go to God. First you should go to the Word. First he should be your source of supply. And first he should be your source for health and healing. And what I have found is if he's your first source for health and healing, many times he's your only source, the only one you'll need. Now, when we talked a couple of weeks ago, I kind of went off in a different direction because people fell asleep. I kind of went off into a direction talking about the world and the pressure of the world to conform to the way the world thinks, because there's such an enormous, and you don't, I mean, every now and then we just have to get in each other's face because people are so, we live in a world that's pressing against us all the time, trying to conform us to their way of thinking. And the world has a way of thinking about sickness. And we talked about that extensively. But I'm going to tell you, the church has a way of thinking about sickness too. And I think it might be worse than the world's way. Because at least in the world, you know, the world, the trend in the world is we'll get you help no matter how that sickness came upon you or whatever you did. We won't even ask. We can't even talk about how it might have come. But in the church, boy, the first thing that religious people try to do is to tell you that this came from God. And the moment that it enters your thinking that this sickness might be from God, you are dead in the water. There is no hope for you from God. Because how can I look to the one who put this on me to help me? How can I look to the one who's made me sick for healing? It makes no sense. And Jesus confronted that. And that's when he was talking about how can, you know, here we go. Here's somebody that God's making them sick, but then, you know, how can a house divided against itself come out? See, if God's the one making them sick, how is God going to heal them? There's no healing that will come. You understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to get over there. I just almost got off into something else. Just a second. I'm going to go back to Psalm 107. He sent his word and healed them. Now this word healed is the same word in the Hebrew, rapha or rapha, R-A-P-H-A. When we list the names of God, one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord, our God who heals, the Lord who heals. And it says here, it's really talking about a physician who cures. And it says he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word as a physician, as a healer. Now think about the role that a doctor would play in your life. A doctor, if you are, particularly if you weren't a Christian, if you were a person that had the means to access a doctor and you had a doctor that you trusted and you got sick, you would call the doctor and you would go in for an appointment and you would listen to what the doctor said. You would take the doctor's words, you know, at face value. You would do what he said. You would take the medicine he gives you. If he said, I need to cut it out, you'd let him cut it out. You know, you would just go with what he said. That's the same way we should be with the word. Whatever the word tells us, we should take it in and obey its instructions like we would a trusted doctor. Whatever the word says, we would go by it. We would conform to it. We would submit ourselves to it. But the word is the physician. The word is our healer. The word. We should look at the word just like call the doctor. We should call the word. Go to the word. What does the word say? And let the word, it's just like, you know, you get sick and you have a situation and you might ask your friends, well, what do you think about this? Have you ever had this condition? Have you ever heard this? Have you ever seen these symptoms? Well, I mean, Matt, while he's a nice guy, Matt's actually had some education in the medical field in a general sort of way. But I tell you, You know, is whatever he might say is based on a certain level of knowledge. But if I was going to be going to the expert about the condition, I would put more weight on the expert doctor who's dedicated their life to research and has seen thousands and thousands of cases of this, as opposed to, well, you know, I did read on the internet the other day Matt Riley's opinion. True? I mean, Gary here had open heart surgery several years ago. But I noticed, you know, when he did it, he didn't come in and, you know, Ronnie Mooney works on cars. He's really good at that. He can rebuild engines, take engines out and put new ones in. I mean, he could have done the surgery. Did you ever consider getting Ronnie Mooney to do it? Never crossed your mind. Love Ronnie, but didn't want him to do it. Well, in the same way, we should go to the one, the Word, who really has the expertise, who really knows. The Word should be the first place we go. He is the Lord, our healer, and the way He has healed us is by sending the Word. He sent His Word and healed us. There's healing in His Word. So we should go to His Word for our healing. It is where He, you know, where He has healing for us is there in the Word. Praise God. So we can get our daily dose. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, getting our daily dose of the Word, building it into our lives. I want to just tell you about just more practical stuff here. The Word, just hearing the Word will bring healing. Now, I cannot tell you how many times I have come to church with an ailment, symptoms of a sickness, in pain, nauseous, feverish, any number of kind of situations, symptoms of something coming. And I come to church and I think, well, I can make it through church, you know. And then we come in and we sing, we worship God. Somewhere in there I forget that I'm sick. And then by the end of the service, then I'm thinking how hungry I am. This is like on Sunday and we have to go eat. Where are we going to go eat? We'll be on the way to go eat. And I'm thinking, you know, on the way to and suddenly it dawned on me, on the way to church, I was thinking, I can't eat today, I'm too sick. But it all went somewhere. What happened? The Word brought healing to me. A couple of years ago, I was having a really difficult time with my knees. I had started this really aggressive running program, which I should have talked to my knees about before I started. I mean, really, honestly, it wasn't fair to my knees. Do you understand what I mean? It was just, it's too much for my knees. It was not, what I was doing wasn't. Well, they weren't ready, and I was putting more on them than what they were designed to hold, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm pounding in the paint. You know, it just was too much coming down on them. It was a good intention I had, but just the practical side of it was wasn't being nice to them. Anyway, so I can't really blame them for them rebelling like they were. I was in tremendous pain, and this went on for a good while. And we had, Jeremy Gall was in. And I don't remember if it was for a day and a night or if it was a longer meeting. It might have been one of the longer meetings we had. All I remember is this, is I had been in pain for a long time and hadn't been able to do my normal activity, you know. And so somewhere in the meetings, he never laid hands on me. He never said, someone here who has knees. There was nothing. I never even particularly released my faith and said, I'm coming to get my healing. Somewhere in the middle of it, I just realized, wait a minute, my knees aren't hurting. And then, you know, and it went on several, I think it must have been an extended meeting because I remember this, that it went on for several days and it didn't come back by the end of the meeting. I told him, I mean, I think I testified and said, it just left, the pain left. And I had been dealing with it for a long time, but all that happened was I just sat and the Word was preached. And I just did what Proverbs said, I just opened my heart, I just inclined my ear, I gave it my attention, and the Word, the medicine of the Word did its work on me. I just opened myself up, and the Word just worked on me. It just mended me, and it repaired me, and it brought a cure to what was ailing me. And I haven't had any more trouble with my knees. That's been 2.5 years ago, I think, now. And I've been using my knees in the meanwhile. I hadn't been being cruel to them, but I've been certainly using them a lot. but it brought a cure to me. Now, you know, you're sitting here tonight, I don't know. They say that the average person gets some kind of a sickness, ailment, pain, something going every 3 days. Either, I guess, a headache, some kind of sickness coming, something malfunctioning in your body. Something goes wrong with the human body about every 3 days. There's something you could stand to be healed from. It'd be interesting to kind of write yours down. Maybe you think, well, that's not me because nothing's ever wrong. Well, I know some people, they're balancing out your average. They're, you know, every day it's six new things. So they're the ones that are really lowering the days there. Because you, it might be, you know, no, maybe every 30 days, but boy, they, you know, they can't go 3 hours without something new popping up. So they're the ones messing it up. But they say that's on average. People, every 3 days, something's malfunctioning or attack. Something's happening with your body. Well, so I don't know where you are here tonight, but let me just tell you this. A steady diet of the Word will bring a steady flow of medicine, of healing, of repair. It'll bring a steady flow of a cure in your life. And you can just have that steady flow coming in, bringing, you know, bring in health and wholeness and healing just by opening your life to the Word, doing what Matt taught us on Sunday, just feeding the Word into our lives. It'll bring and produce health to our flesh. Now, that's just one thing it does. That's just what it does in our flesh. But it'll bring that health and healing. That's why we should be meditating. That's, you know, another thing. It gives us that whole benefit. Now, it's there. Can you go to heaven if you never meditate on the Word? Can you? Sure. Does God love you less if you don't meditate on the Word? No. But you'll get a big benefit if you do. We're talking about you getting benefits of health flowing in your life, of healing, and of that cure coming up. And it's a lot better. I'm telling you, living in health and wholeness is a lot better than living sick. It is. It's just a lot better than living in pain. Some people, and maybe you're here tonight and you want to, maybe you just have chronic pain. I'm going to tell you, that's not the will of God for you. That's the curse that came on mankind 6,000 years ago. It's not what Jesus came to give you. He came to give you life free from that curse. His plan is for you to be well and whole and to live here without pain. He bore your pain so you wouldn't have to bear it, so you could be free from it. See, that's what we need to change our thinking to, is that pain, you know, because you just get in that thing of, well, I'm getting older, things aren't going to work as well. Or, you know, you'll just kind of let the pain come on you and you'll accept it. Now, you stand up against it. You have to stand against it and receive the Word and choose to believe what the Word says. That's how you take that medicine of the Word and let it flow into your life and eat on that cure, just taking that pill and receiving, taking the pill of the gospel that Matt talked about. You're receiving it in your life. So we're talking tonight about living healthy. How many of you want to live healthy this year? It's one of those things. It's just easy to get away from it, easy to get away from hearing the Word. I want to read here. It says, in a couple of places in the Scripture, just in Luke, in a couple of chapters, it says this, how in Luke 5:15, it says, however, the report went around concerning him, Jesus, all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now, there were several places in the Scripture where it says the whole multitude, everybody there was healed. Now, we know that Jesus laid hands on people to be healed. But we also know that there were really large crowds of people that followed him. And all of them would be healed. Some of them were healed because he laid hands on them. Some of them were healed just because they heard. They came to hear and be healed. Some people were healed just like I was healed as I sat on that, you know, seat right there. I was healed. The healing just came to me through the Word. And I've seen and known many people and experienced it for myself many times, that just as the Word has come in and the Word has fed me, it's healed me. it's happened in my life. Anybody else ever had that happen? Just as the word flowed into my life, it brought and produced healing and wholeness. And really, that's the way that I've now learned to walk in healing in my life, not just be healed once, but I mean to just walk in a continuous place of healing, is just to hear the word. And as the word comes in, so just look at it like this. You're here on Wednesday night. Most of you attend on Wednesday nights. You're here on Wednesday night. Most of you come on Sunday mornings too. So you come on Sunday mornings and you hear the word. And then if you chew on the word on Monday, it'll bring healing up in you. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, just, and then you're back here on Wednesday night, you're hearing the word. And as you hear the word, notice it didn't just say that if you hear the word, by his stripes you're healed. It says he sent his word and healed you. I believe that hearing the word, particularly the gospel, the good news, when you hear that, it brings healing. I mean, Sunday morning, the pastor was talking about putting on the new man, and he was reading from Ephesians. Those scriptures in Ephesians will heal you. There's healing in that. Why? Because it's all about the gospel, and the gospel is where the healing is. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and there's healing in salvation. So whenever you receive the gospel, there's salvation, there's healing for your body, and you're receiving it, and it's coming in. So we're here, and we're receiving salvation. We're receiving healing for our bodies. And so it's strengthening us. And you come, and every time you come, just come into church. You're sitting, if you're inclining your ear, if you're attending to the words, if you're hearing, if you're receiving, like we've said many times, sitting here doesn't mean you're hearing. And even hearing doesn't mean you're receiving. But if you're receiving the word, it will bring healing to you. So you'll just be healthier by being here and receiving the word. You'll grow healthier in your body. Your health should be increasing. And then if you'll do something with the word when you're not here, it'll increase more. And you'll be like many of us. That you go into a crowd of people, you know, and you realize, my goodness, I'm a lot healthier than most people I know. Sometimes we don't realize how healthy we are until we get out among, you know, when we get in a situation with people that don't walk in health and healing. I don't mean other people that aren't Christians, because I'm telling you, some Christians are like really sick people. Like they revel in it, you know. It's like some special dispensation God's given them to show his special glory. Then they will tell you that. Yeah, they're what? Suffering for Jesus, and they will tell you. And see, I'm so tempted to just launch off into that and just scream and rant about that, but I'm not. But y'all, that's the devil. It is the devil. It is the devil that has come up with the notion and the lie that somehow sickness is from God or that God is using it. Like the devil is a monkey on a leash. Yeah. You're the one that told me that.
It wasn't my revelation.
Matt imparted this great revelation to me this morning. He shared with me that someone that we know was sitting in their class at a Christian school. And as they sat in their class at a Christian school, their Christian teacher stood up in their class in a Christian school. The Christian teacher told them that the devil was like a monkey on God's leash and that he went around. Did you know about that too? You heard about it too? And he went around, if he's a monkey on God's leash, he's going around doing God's work. So even if God himself isn't the one making you sick, it's the devil, it's still God. That's what people believe. And this is the way they say it. Well, maybe he didn't cause it, but he allowed it. Maybe he didn't cause it, but he allowed it. And that's when you need to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. And you need to find out that there's actually a God with a little g in this world. And that God with a little g in this world is not the God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is God, little g. He's Satan, who became the God, little g, of this world when Adam fell and handed over to him his authority. And he is not on God's leash going around doing God's work. And if he is, I want to lead a rebellion against God because he's sick. He's sick. He's sick if he does that to people. I had a really good friend in high school who grew up in a terrible, horrendous family situation. If I told you, just I could talk 3 minutes and get you in tears, but I'll just tell you this one point. Her younger sister, her hands, if you met her, her hands didn't look like mine or yours. Her hands were webbed. And the reason they were webbed was from scar tissue. Because this girl one day was in the kitchen and she was doing something her daddy didn't like. And so to teach her a lesson, he put her hands in the toaster and toasted them. But then, you know, they didn't get the proper medical care and they healed up as webbed hands from the scar tissue. Now, what do you think about that man? He's a good father, isn't he? Demon-possessed. But God has been blamed for much worse than that, and on a far more massive scale than one little girl whose hands were put in the toaster. We think, what a monster. But yet God, they say about him, much, much, much worse things. And then we're supposed to come to church and give our tithes and praise him? I don't think so. If that's God, we just need a massive revolt against him. We need to expose him for the monster that he is, if that's really who he is. But he's not. And every person that says anything like that, what are they saying about our God? Our God who loves. Our God who... We're almost done. Oh, there it's back. Our God who gave his son so we could come out from under that mess, that tyranny, that the lordship of Satan and all of his horror and evil. But then Christian people turn around and attribute all that the enemy's done, and they say somehow or another it's God's responsibility. It's his, he allows it. What a mess. Wasn't supposed to get off on that. People came to hear and be healed. And then, I like this. We'll close with this. Over in Acts chapter 14, they were at Iconium. They went together. Verse 1 says, they went together to the synagogues of the Jews at Iconium and spoke. So spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews were stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking loudly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Do you know why God grants signs and wonders to be done when the word is preached? To confirm it. But do you know that God doesn't even have to like say, okay, now they're finished preaching, now I'll do signs and wonders. Do you know the word itself produces signs and wonders? Because the gospel is the power of God. And so that actually it would be unnatural when the word is preached for healing not to come. For restoration not to come. That would be against, you know, the natural course of things, because the word is healing and health and mending and repairing and a cure. And so if a cure didn't come, it would be an oddity. It should be that cures come. That help springs forth, that people are mended and the broken are healed and repaired when the word is spoken, when the word is preached. That's the most logical thing that would happen, because there's healing and health and wholeness in the word. And so they were there, these signs and wonders were doing by the hand. It says, but the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to abuse them and stone them, they became aware of it and they fled. and they were preaching the gospel there at Lystra. And at Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. And what do you think Paul was speaking? The gospel. He was speaking the word. He was speaking. So this man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. That man, it says Paul saw him, saw he had faith to be healed. What he saw was the word was bringing a cure to this man, and Paul just said, "Stand up, act down on it." And when he did, it was there. Paul didn't do anything. It was the word that did the work. Paul didn't even touch him. Paul just told him to just let it out, brother. Stand up. Do something. And the word brought forth the healing. The word brought forth the recovery and the repair and the cure for the man. His ankles were strengthened because of the healing and the cure that's in the word. I tell you, we have such... we have the word. So you, anytime in your life, you can chew on the word, you can hear the word, you can digest the word, you can meditate on the word. You don't even have to have it in front of your eyes because you can recall it into your mind's eye. Even if you're in a position where you can't put it, which when are you ever in that position? You always have your phone in your hand. But even if you couldn't, even if you're driving, you can put the word in front of your eyes, your mind's eyes, and you can chew on it, and you can meditate on it, and you can think about it, and you can recall it, and you can let the word, and you can put it in your mouth, and you can hear it when you speak the word to yourself, and you can let the health and the cure and the healing come from that word into your body. How amazing! How awesome! You can take God's medicine anywhere, anytime, and it'll bring health and healing to your body. Woo! That's awesome. He sent His word and He healed them. Aren't you thankful for the word? Aren't you thankful that there's healing in the word and it's for you? It's already been provided for you. Praise God. Well, we'll end there. It's so hard for me to just stay on topic. I have like 50 things I want to run off in, and I have to just pull myself back in. Praise the Lord, the word. Y'all stand. I'm thankful I don't depend on any man. I'm not limited to what any person is. Brother so-and-so coming to town. I don't have to call anybody. I don't have to do any outside thing. And I don't have to, I really don't even have to talk to God about it. He's already sent His word. I can just take the healing from the word myself. You need to get good at that. Just take the healing. And you know, if you'll just take it when you don't need it, you'll already have it when you do need it. Won't you? Just go ahead and take it before you know that you're going to need it. Then you got it. Woo! And just keep that healing and health flowing and keep the cure, you know. The sickness can meet up with the cure when it shows up. The symptoms can just meet up and hit up on the cure. Instead of you trying to find a cure after the sickness come in and take root and you've exhausted every other means, and then you're, oh yeah, well, let me look for the word. Father, we thank You tonight for the healing that You've sent us in the word. Hallelujah. From the beginning, You've always provided healing for Your people. And You are, that's part of Your nature that You revealed to Your people. You are the Lord, our healer. And You took Your nature and put it in Your word, because Your word is You. Your word is Your nature. And that's, we can partake of the great physician anytime, any day, by partaking of the word. Hallelujah. Thank You tonight. Let's just thank Him for health and healing. We thank You for healing tonight. Thank You that it belongs to us, that You blessed us with healing, that it's already ours. It's not something that we have to seek. It's not something that we even have to ask You for. It belongs to us. Healing is ours. We are the healed. You've sent Your word and healed us, just like we're the saved tonight. We're not trying to get saved. We're not trying to get healed. We are the healed tonight. Healing is ours. We're confident tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you that Jesus took care of healing when he took care of sin. Oh, when he took care of the sin problem, he took care of the sickness problem. Hallelujah. And we're free from all sickness, just like we're free from all sin. Hallelujah. Healed and whole and well in Jesus' name. Amen. Healing, wholeness, wellness is just rising up within us. Bodies, you are well. You are whole. You are healed. You are cured. You are mended. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Oh, it's good to be healed. Oh, it's good to be well. Oh, it's good to be free from pain. It's good. It's good. It's good to be cured in every way. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for wholeness and wellness. Woo! Glory to your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are healed. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. And if we were, then I am. Hallelujah. 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 We are healed. We are whole. We are well. We are free. Hallelujah. 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 Free from pain. Free from sickness. Hallelujah. Symptoms, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Pain, no. No, 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 no. Wholeness, wellness, soundness in these bodies. Hallelujah. Strength in these bodies. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Well, that's a good dose of medicine. Just that right there. Amen. Good night.